Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Nun Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the second to last line of page 408. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hayakore Bo Al Hagag. Instead of the Sefer being read on the Iskupa and rolling out, now we're discussing where the Sefer is being read on the Gag, and it's rolling away from you. So the Mechaber says, you're reading the Sefer on the Gag. V'niskalgal Rosh Ha'echad Niyado. And one end of the Sefer rolls out from your hands. So it depends. Ad shelo higia la'asara tfachim ha'tachtonim ha'krovim la'aretz. So long that it didn't reach down within 10 tfachim from the ground, golelo etzlo. You're allowed to roll it back. Because as we learned, a Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 tfachim. After that is a makom ptur. So here, you're on the top of the gag, which is a Rishus HaYachid. The Sefer is hanging down in a makom ptur. So you're allowed to bring back from a makom ptur to Rishus HaYachid. That'll be 100% mutter. But if the Sefer rolls down lower, as we see in the diagram, to below 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim from the ground, so then it depends. If the wall that it rolled down is a slanted wall, like in diagram number 3, in such a way that the Sefer that rolled down is resting on the wall, so aser legololo etzlo, then you're not allowed to roll it back towards you. And in order that the Sefer shouldn't be left like that, bizayon, the whole Shabbos, you can't bring it back. So what do? So hovcha al aksav, you flip it over, so the ksav is facing the inside. That will be a little bit limiting the bizayon of the Kisvei Kodesh. The eno meshupa, and if the wall that it fell down the roof by is not slanty, like in diagram number 4, so then kozman shelo higia l'aretz golo etzlo. So long that it did not actually reach the ground, you can roll it back to you. So let's see the mishabut over here, beginning in Sifkat and Yud Aleph. You're on the gag. Mayri begag shehu reshus ayochid. We're talking about a case with the Gag of Rosh Hashayachid, and Hoyo Lefon of Rosh Hasharabim, and in front of this house, there was a Rosh Hasharabim. So we're discussing Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim. Achein, however, Kol Shelo Higia Lassar at Tfachim HaTachtonim, so long that it did not reach within the bottom 10 Tfachim towards the ground, Havei Ha'avir Makom Tur. So then we know the airspace is only a Makom Tur, the Alkein Gololo Etzlo, therefore you are allowed to roll the Sefer back up. Sifkata Nubeis Golo Etzlo, Vafilu Imhoya Kosalabayas Meshubav Anochalov. Even if the house was slanty and the Sefer rested on that wall, Oshaya Nochsham Agabi Ziz, or the Sefer fell down and is resting on some kind of protrusion from the house, Bein Shahoya Haziz Rochav Arba, whether the Ziz is 4 tefachim wide, Bein Shalohay Arba, or it's not 4. Either way, it did not reach within 10 tefachim of the ground. It's in a Rosh Hasharabim, it's a Makom Tur, you're allowed to bring it back. U'bichol zem mutter l'kuli alma afilu b'shar dvarim she'enum kisvei kodesh. In this case, where it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, you could bring it back even if it is not kisvei kodesh. Kigon shehoya b'yado sodin. For example, you had some kind of sheet in your hands. V'nisgalgel rosh ha'echad miyado, one end of the sheet rolled out of your hands. D'lemalo me'asara tefachim ein shum chash mishum Rosh Hasharabim. As long as it did not go within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's in a makom ptur, no shayachas to Rosh Hasharabim, you're allowed to bring it back. This is not a heter of a kisvei kodesh, this is a heter of a makom ptur back to Rosh Hashayachid, everything goes. Sifkat on your gimbal. If it goes below 10 tefachim from the ground, so then we said it depends. If it's a slanted roof like picture number 3, so then we said it's aser to bring it back. Says the Mishabura, Imakosel Mishupa Rotzalomar, the Oz Havi Kemunach Rosh Echor Al Aretz. Then it's like one end of the Sefer is resting on the ground. The Alkein, and therefore, Imnokel Bazeh, if we'll be lenient about this, Yesh Ksha Shemba Yipo Kulo Miyado. So we'll be worried that there's a concern that maybe the whole Sefer will fall from your hands, Shum, to over there. The Yavo Gamkein Lasuyim Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hashayachid. Again, the same Zera that we have by the Iskupa. Over here, the same idea. Once it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, and it's resting on some kind of wall that's slanty, we have a mokum for Xeru. If we allow you to bring that half back, which midaraisa should be okay, but the Rabbanim were concerned it might fall fully to the ground or onto the slanty roof, and then you'll bring it back, and that would be more of an Isser. Sifkaten Yudal. Melt Shenochalov, it rested on this slanty wall. Vidavka Kasharabim the Kasimalov. Dafka, if this wall that's slanted is actually used by people to unload over there, Holav Hochi Havi Carmelis. Otherwise it would get in of a Carmelis. The Kavan de Agodo Biyodo, and since one end is in your hands, Shari Lahavio Etzlo Bekise Kodesh Kuyama, you'd be allowed to bring it back to you if it is Kisei Kodesh according to everyone. V'ayim Bibralocha. Sivkotan Tezayin, Shaloi Giola Oretz. The last case of the Mechaber was a regular wall that's straight, it's vertical, and the Sefer drops off, so long that it did not hit the ground, you're allowed to bring it back. Va'afilu yesh rakim lo machat beino lebein haaretz. Even if it's a drop off the ground, the size of a needle off the ground, as long as it didn't hit the ground, you're allowed to bring it back. Kevan shelo noch mamish al haaretz, since it did not rest actually on the ground, v'talui ba'avir, it's hanging in the air, lo mikri hanocha, that's not called the hanocha nor sarabim, v'gola lo etzlo, you are allowed to roll it back up. V'tafka v'kisri HaKodesh mikilinan, but specifically by kisri HaKodesh we are lenient. Alo b'shar dvarim, but other things that are not kisri HaKodesh, kol sheigia la'avir ha'asar tfachim, so long that it reached down below 10 tfachim, shehu avir rosh sarabim, it's now in the area of rosh sarabim, av shelo noch, even though it didn't rest anywhere, osir lahavia wetzlo, the rabbanim who goes there, you can't bring it back, the gazrinan shema yipo kula lo'aretz, because we have xeira again, the whole thing might fall to the ground, v'yovo gamkein la'asui etzlo, and you might come to bring it back. V'yesh mekilim bazeh, some are mekil in this case. The kol zeh ba'avir rosh sarabim, this is all discussing a case where it's falling down into the airspace of the rosh sarabim. Aval inofa la'avir karmelis, but it falls into the airspace of a karmelis, mutter l'kuyama la'avio etzlo, it's mutter according to everyone to bring it back. Kevan she Gudu Adayim Biyado, since you're still holding on to one side. Sefkoten Tezayin Gololo Etzlo, you roll it back up to where you are. Ubebir Hagra Cholekos, that the Gra argues on this last psak of the Mechaber, and he says the Kol Shegia Tol Shlosha Samach La'aretz, if it gets within 3 tefachim of the ground, choshev kemunach al haaretz, it's considered as if it's resting on the ground already, and it'll be us to bring it back. The ayin bibra locha. That concludes Simin Shinun Beis, and that will begin one sif in Simin Shinun Gimel. Simin Shinun Gimel is dine zizim b'rishas harabim. The law of these zizim, the protrusions, these little shelves that are sticking out into Rosh Sarabim. So the Mechaber says of Aleph, Shnei Botim b'shnei tzidei Rosh Sarabim. You have two houses on opposite sides of Rosh Sarabim. V'heim shel odem echad. The two houses belong to the same person. O shel shnayim, or the two houses belong to two people, but v'ervu. But they made an eruv together, so they're allowed to carry from one house to the other house. So then the din is as follows. Im shneim shovim. If the houses are on the same level, so throwing from one house to the other is an easy throw. So mutter lizrok mizelazet. Even though you're throwing from one Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid, and in between there's a Rosh Hasharabim, since it's an easy throw, mutter. V'im echad gavoh mechavero, but if one is higher than the other, it's much harder to throw it into the other house. Aser lizrok mizelazet. Then you can't throw from one house to the other house. Elim kein hem klecheres, unless they are pottery vessels, the kayose ben were similar things, shem yiplu yishaveru, that if they fall, they'll break. The chash over here is not in the throwing, it's if it falls down. So if you're throwing something from house A to house B across the Rosh Sarabim, we're afraid it's going to fall in the middle, you're not going to throw very well, and you're going to go pick it up and bring it back into your house or carry it 4 amos in Rosh Sarabim. So any kli that's very fragile that's going to break if it lands, we're not worried you're going to go get it. So therefore, we'll only give you machmer and kelim that won't break. A kli that will break, we don't worry. Do whatever you want, because if it falls down, it's broken. So it's finished. So therefore, the Mechaber says that if the two houses on the two sides of the Rosh Sarabim made an Erev together, or they're owned by the same person, if they're on the same level, you can throw any kli, because we assume you'll get it in. If it's on different levels, one's higher than the other, then you cannot throw it unless it is a kli that if it falls in the middle on the Rosh Sarabim, it will break and you won't go to get it. But medvar mamurim, when is this whole discussion said? Bereshus harabim overes b'neim, when down below between the houses is actually a reshus harabim. Avolim hoisa karmelus overes b'neim mutter b'chol gavni. But if between them is just a karmelus, then everything is mutter. Otherwise, it would be a gzeira, because even if it falls down and you carry it, the whole carrying would be a derabanan, and therefore they would make a gzeira not to throw it because it might fall, because it might carry it. The whole thing would be a gzeira. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph, the Irvu, the two houses, if they're owned by two people, made an Irvu. Erev, de below Erevu, because if they didn't make an Erev, halo aser letaltel mirshus l'rishus afila below hesek v'sharabim mitayim klal. Then what are we discussing over here? You can't pass from house number one to house number two in rishus rabim if they're owned by different people, if they're individuals, they're rishus hayachas, two rishus hayachas, you can't pass from A to B, even if there's no rishus rabim there. You can't pass from my house to your house, even if they're right next to each other, unless there's an Erev. So this whole halacha only gets started if the two houses are owned by two people and there's an Erev between them, so they are allowed to pass from house to house. So then we said if they're shavim, sifkatan beis, what's the lomar? Dekevan shem shavim, since the houses are on the same level, ein tzorech la'amin yodav lezrika. You don't have to aim with your hands so much as you're throwing, shelo yipol ha'chefetz lamata, that it shouldn't fall down, it's an easy throw. Sifkatan gimel, therefore we say it's mutar lizruk. V'dafka l'malam me'asara. Dafka is the place that you're throwing, let's say the windows that you're throwing are over 10 tfachim from the ground in Rosh Hashanah. Because if it's over 10, we know the Rosh Hashanah only goes up to 10. So if the Rosh Hashanah between them, you're over 10, you're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, derech ha-makom tur, that's mutter. But if it will be lower than 10 tefachim, you're thrown from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Rosh Hashanah, that already is not allowed. If one is gavoh mechavero, the kevon shegavoh mechavero, since they're at different heights, tzorach letzamtzem yodu bazrika, you have to be very exacting in your throw with your aim. V'chayshinan, we're concerned, shema lo yechavin kolkach, maybe your aim will be off. V'yipo lo'aretz, it's going to fall to the ground. V'asi la'asurin, they come to carry it. So the whole gzeiro over here is if you're going to pass something and it's a hard throw, it might fall and you might come to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if it's only a carmelist down below, there's no problem. Zakta mishavuos of katan hay. The kevan the isra carmelist ain't element the rabbanon. Since the whole isra of carrying the carmelist only the rabbanon, so lo gazrina shemiyipol. We don't make exera that it might fall. To have exera l'exera, that would be exera l'exera. Because the whole exera is you're throwing it; it may fall. And if it falls, you might carry it. But the whole issue of carrying it in the carmelist is because you might come to carry it as the rabbin. So it's a double gzeira, that would be mutter. Sivkot and vav, we said in the Mechaber, if it was a carmelist b'neihem, it's mutter b'chol gavni, all cases. Zaktan b'shabura, sivkot and vav, hainu afilu echa gavoa mechavera. What it means, all cases, even if the houses are on different levels, aval poshet d'dafka b'she'ervu. Again, like we started with the sif, it's pashit, it's only going to be mutter, even if a carmelist is between them, if the two houses made an Erev together, otherwise you have a separate issue. Forget the falling on the floor, you can't pass from house A to house B, to Rishus HaYachids, unless there's an Erev B'neihem. That's the starting point. So when we say all cases will be mutter when there's a carmelist between them, assuming there was an Erev between the two houses, if they are owned by two different people, we'll stop here and continue next time. Mirtz Hashem, L'siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.